Brahma Jnanavali Mala. The rows of garlands of Brahman knowledge. By just hearing this only once, there shall arise rows of garlands of Brahman knowledge for the attainment of liberation for all. Unattached am I, unattached am I, unattached am I, again and again. I am of the nature of being consciousness bliss. I indeed am I, the changeless. Eternal, pure, and liberated am I. Formless am I, changeless. I am of the true nature of immense bliss. Changeless I indeed am I. I am eternal. I cannot be faulted. Formless am I and imperishable. I am of the nature of supreme bliss. Changeless I indeed am I. Of the nature of pure consciousness am I, and indeed reposing in as the self am I. I am of the nature of undivided bliss. Changeless I indeed am I. I am of the nature of inward turn consciousness. I am peaceful, different from Prakriti. I am of the nature of eternal bliss. Changeless I indeed am I. Transcending the tattvas, the supreme self am I. Transcending the middle, the supreme Shiva. Transcending delusion, the supreme light. Changeless I indeed am I. I am one who has abandoned multiplicity of forms. I am of the nature of formless consciousness, the imperishable. I am the true nature that is the nature of happiness. Changeless I indeed am I. Delusion and its effect, the body and such, never indeed exist for me. Of the one self-luminous nature am I. Changeless I indeed am I. I am one who has abandoned the triple qualities. I am the witness of Brahma and others also. Limitless and of endless forms am I. Changeless I indeed am I. I am of the nature within, the internal ruler, immovable and immutable. All-pervading am I. I am of the true nature of the Supreme Self, changeless I, indeed am I. I am without parts. I am without action. The self of all, the foremost, the perpetual. Of the nature of the directly perceptible am I. Changeless I, indeed am I. Of the pairs of opposites and such, I am of the nature of the witness. Unmoving am I, perpetual. Of the true nature of the witness of all, changeless I, indeed am I. I am indeed a mass of consciousness and also a mass of knowledge. I am a non-doer. I am a non-enjoyer. Changeless I, indeed am I. I am of the true nature that is supportless. And I am the support of all also. I am of the true nature that has attained its desire. Changeless, I indeed am I. Free of the triple afflictions, without the characteristics of the three bodies, I am the witness of the three states also. Changeless I, indeed am I. The seer and the seen are the two categories of mutual contrast. The seer is Brahman. The seen is illusion. Thus is the drumbeat of all Vedanta. I am the witness, one who knows thus, inquiring thus, again and again. He indeed is the liberated. He is the one who knows. Thus is the drumbeat of Vedanta. Pots, wall, and such are only mud indeed. And likewise, all the universe is Brahman. Thus is the drumbeat of Vedanta. Brahman is the truth. The universe is false. The jiva is indeed Brahman, not another. By this should be known the truth of the scripture. Thus is the drumbeat of Vedanta. The light within, the light without, the light turned inward, higher than the highest, the light of the light, the self-luminous light, the light of the self, Shiva am I. Thus, of the venerable, glorious, highest renunciate, wandering recluse, and great spiritual teacher, Sri Govinda Bhagavan whose feet are to be worshipped, the disciple, the venerable, glorious Shankara Bhagavan, by him composed, the rose of garlands of Brahman knowledge concludes.